Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, whenever I've asked you how's life, you've always said life is winning. Thank you for dedicating your life to making sure the small business owner comes out a winner.
We sit on different sides of the aisle, and yet we have such wonderful conversations.
You're a tremendous resource to small business owners out there, and I'm proud to call you my friend. From one dinosaur to another, happy anniversary.
Welcome back. 7 to the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Leo Haviland. I'm Jim Blasingame. Leo is an outstanding Wall Street analyst. Folks, I encourage you to go to his website, leohaviland.com. Is that right, Leo?
Yes.
Leo Haviland, just like it sounds, .com. Don't put any extra letters in there. LeoHaviland.com. You can find his outstanding essays once a week, twice a week, something like that?
Oh, every couple of weeks I come out with the propaganda.
It's good stuff, folks. And he's also the author of Words on the Street, Language and the American Dream on Wall Street. I encourage you to check that out as well. Leo, you and I were talking about this off the air, and I want to put my money, I want to step up and prove to you, my audience knows that I've been calling out the oligarchs. Russia does not own the franchise on oligarchs. America has oligarchs, and I feel like this tax bill was an example of the oligarchy having its way, and I feel like the corporate America got a tax break on the backs of small businesses. They funded that tax law on the backs of small businesses. Why are we a child of a lesser God? Why didn't we get a 21% tax rate? Why did we just get a 20% deduction that not all companies can take? And the deductions are the deductions are temporary. So you tell me that's not disrespectful to small businesses. And I'm not one of these small businesses that says, oh, take what you've been given and be happy with it. I'm not going to do that. And so I'm still aggravated about that. The digital greed on Wall Street and corruption in Washington and collusion between the two creates an oligarchy situation. What do you think?
I think you're making an excellent point about how, say, the haves, which are some of the people you mentioned, have the ability to increase their power nowadays, in which the tax so-called reform bill is a strong indicator.
It's rent-seeking. What is it? What is it other than rent-seeking?
Yeah, and it proves the adage, which someone once told me in the trading business. They said, all I ever asked for was an unfair advantage. And so you have some of these persons who have significant influence on media, both by advertising and actual control, mm-hmm. who don't often let others, let's say the smaller businesses or many of the persons on Main Street, have sustained access to means of voicing their concerns. Yep. And if they do express their concerns, it's often fractured through so many mm-hmm. outlets that they're not able to easily centralize and compete with the oligarchs.
Lee, I want to get your thoughts on the trade scenario that's going on right now. I'm still willing to give President Trump some line, to let out some more line for him. He's proven that when people realize that he's a serious, tough negotiator, they come to the table with real options. Not this is, and they don't act like, well, this is the same old America that we can bend over the table. I'm willing to give him a little more line. I'm not convinced that his strategy isn't going to work. What do you think?
It looks in the near term he'll make a bit of progress against the Chinese because he has a substantial domestic political consensus here behind him, mm-hmm. The so-called unfair trading practices. But what he's done, not just with China, but with Europe and the NAFTA partners, is he's created such an adversarial situation that it makes it difficult to negotiate because he's not the only one with an ego in the room or with a viewpoint on how the.
But isn't it time that we started standing up for ourselves? We haven't stood up for ourselves in these negotiations in 80 years, Leo. Isn't it time?
Yes, that's an excellent point, particularly in regard to our relationship with China.
Yeah, but I also think with Europe and with our other partners. I mean, I think there needs to be a resetting of America's positions across the board. I'm not unhappy with him so far. I'm not a trade expert, but I'm not unhappy so far. Leo, I got to wrap it up. Will you come back real soon?
Yes, it will be a pleasure, Jim.
We've enjoyed having you here. Leo Haviland, ladies and gentlemen, we always get smarter when Leo joins us. LeoHaviland.com. Don't forget to check out his website. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.